Now, more news from the city, including schemes aimed at improving Norwich roads. The Madder Market has a bumper Christmas, celebrating a Taverham Lady centenary. And if you are of the age, will you accept your free license, TV license?
But to start, youngsters are spending their time helping older generations to surf the web. Open Norwich and Age UK Norwich have teamed up to bring a series of IT masterclasses to older people to help them do everything from shopping online to staying in touch with the family via email. Charlie Harbord-Bye, age 17, an Open Norwich volunteer, said, "It's been great fun to be able to share my knowledge with the older generation." And Peter Lane, one of the participants, said, "I'd been to a more formal class a couple of years ago, but they tried to teach us too much. These sessions are very much geared to what you, as an individual, want to know. My tutor was a very helpful young lady and took it at an easy pace, so it was great." The sessions take place on Wednesday evenings or Saturday afternoons.
Several schemes aimed at improving Norwich roads have been given the green light. Changes approved by Norwich City Council's Highways Agency's committee yesterday included speed limit reductions and bus-only access routes. Other traffic-related proposals were also moved to public consultation by members. One of the more controversial schemes approved was the installation of a bus gate near to the football stadium. It will prevent cars from using Geoffrey Watling Way, which was described as a rat run. Leslie Graham, Thorpe Hamlet ward councillor, raised her concerns about the plans during public participation. She said there is considerable local opposition to the bus gate because of the pressure of Carrison Road Junction. Residents will welcome the mitigation but fear that this will not be enough, with hundreds of dwellings on Geoffrey Watling Way, the Harbour Triangle and the factory all sharing one point of access. But Bert Bremer, committee vice chairman, said that the creation of a more sustainable mode of transport was essential for the area. The plans, which will cost around £258,000, will see a bus gate put in at the junction of Koblenz Avenue and Geoffrey Watling Way. A toucan crossing will also be installed at the junction, and all on-street parking bays around Carrow Road are to be removed. The report stated counter-terrorism security advisers had said that any car parked within close proximity to Norwich City Football Stadium could create a high security risk. Other schemes approved included a £300,000 revamp of the Catton Grove Road Woodcock Road roundabout. Based on a Dutch-style design to keep cyclists safer, it will see zebra crossings for cyclists and pedestrians installed at all four approaches.
The magical world of Narnia had an enchanting effect on a Norwich theatre's box office sales over Christmas. The Madder Market Theatre has said its festive production of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe topped all previously known records at the venue, with all 18 of the show's performances selling out during its two-week run. More than 5,000 people enjoyed watching the stage adaptation of the classic C.S. Lewis tale, in which four wartime evacuees find themselves transported to Narnia, a fantastical, snow-filled land which is home to an array of animals and magical creatures. Peter Beck, joint creative director at the theatre and director of the show, said, "The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe enjoyed full houses over 18 shows, with people having to be placed on a waiting list for returns or, sadly, turned away. It's a position every theatre dreams of, and we're delighted to have produced a show that's been so popular. Many staff and volunteers work very hard to create and deliver what we do, so this makes it very rewarding."
There were smiles all round as family and friends celebrated a milestone birthday. Minnie Brock from Taverham was surrounded by 20 of her loved ones as she blew out her candles. Turning 100 on January the 14th, the date was marked with a birthday party at the Swan Pub in Ringland. Mrs. Brock was born in Highgate and in her youth worked at Tottenham Court Road for the Post Office Telephone Exchange. She was also seconded to the Admiralty while Winston Churchill had the role of First Lord. In 1941, she married William Joshua Brock, a chef who lived nearby. He later became a tobacconist and newsagent. The happy couple welcomed a daughter, Carrie, and their family began to grow. Mrs. Brock later welcomed grandchildren and now has 8 great-grandchildren. The couple swapped the city life for the rural Norfolk in 1980. The icing on the cake was when the iconic card from the Queen arrived in time for her big day, alongside a message from the Secretary of State for Work and Pensions. Daughter Carrie Brock added, she was very surprised and pleased to receive the card from the Queen, and even more surprised to receive a similar message of congratulations from Ian Duncan Smith. Showered with a bouquet of flowers and gifts, the day was enjoyed by all.
A new BBC initiative may require elderly people to give up their free TV licence or to make a voluntary contribution towards it. The corporation is being obliged to take on the £700 million a year cost of handing out free licences to people over 75 from the government by 2020. Now, independent experts are to advise the broadcaster on how to go about attracting voluntary contributions. It's been reported that a number of celebrities, including Dame Helen Mirren, Lord Bragg, Sir Terry Wogan and Sir Michael Parkinson, could be lined up to appear in a campaign driven by the Director General, Lord Hall. But it's understood such a campaign will be just one of a number of options considered. Susan Ringwood, Chief Executive of Age UK in Norwich, said more information was needed about the proposals. And she added, last year in Norwich, we referred more than 40 older people to food banks, so there are people living in the city on very limited incomes. And at the moment, through television, they have access to a form of company. To make them pay for it would be too much. A national survey carried out by the charity found that more than 60% of older people living alone said TV was their main source of company. Mrs. Ringwood said, one thing we know from speaking to older people is that if they thought there was money they should be paying, they would be inclined to pay even if they couldn't really afford to do so. A BBC source told the Press Association, the BBC has asked independent experts to advise on how to go about attracting voluntary contributions from the over 75s when the government reduces its support. The government agreed that the BBC could ask for voluntary payments from those who currently receive free licences as part of the agreement for the corporation taking on the cost of free over 75 licences. Other proposals under review are said to include paying for the popular iPlayer service and an increase in the licence fee in line with inflation. Free licence fees for the over 75s were introduced in 2001. Britain's biggest pensioner organisation, the National Pensioners Convention, the NPC, said a celebrity-fronted campaign could result in older people being taken in by this when they should be protected. Dot Gibson, NPC General Secretary, said, one of the reasons we have the free TV licence in the first place is because our state pension remains one of the lowest in the developed world.